This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. It's another edition of Sip and Spin. And today we're spinning something from Murray Wilson. And you may say, who is Murray Wilson? Well, the thing he is most famous for is creating Carl, Dennis, and Brian, his sons who became the Beach Boys. Murray Wilson is their father. He thought he was the musical genius in the family, but the bottom line is he wasn't really a nice guy. It was rumored that he was abusive to his children. Brian claimed that his father hit him in the head with a 2x4, causing permanent hearing loss in his right ear. Murray also was the first manager for the Beach Boys, but that was not long-lived. He started in 1961 managing them and only lasted until 1964 because, well, he was a bit overbearing. The Beach Boys were on Capitol Records. That's how Murray had his in with them. And in 1967, they kind of folded and gave Murray his own record deal, mostly to appease him and to get him off their back on some of the Beach Boys things that he was bothering Capitol Records about. So he puts out the album called The Many Moods of Murray Wilson. It is an easy listening album. It is one of the cheesiest things I have ever heard in my life. What you're listening to right now in the background, it's Murray actually doing a cover of a Beach Boys song called The Warmth of the Sun, a song written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love. By no means is this a fantastic album. It was more of a curiosity for me. Hearing Murray's backstory and how really he thought he was the musical genius in the family, not by a long shot when you listen to this album. Murray Wilson's schmaltzy 1967 album, The Many Moods of Murray Wilson, something you probably should avoid. Hopefully you don't want to avoid what we'll be sipping on Flight Club today. Our friends from Banco Beverage in Allentown stopped by the station. They dropped off some of the craft beers that they offer. And what I have right now is something from Montauk Brewing Company. Montauk is in Long Island in New York, and we're trying a Cold Day IPA. Oh, I got to tell you, this can is nice and cold in my hands right now. Let's crack it open. This beer is light in color, it is golden, and it's got a little bit of a haze to it. The head is really nice and white and fluffy, and giving it a sniff, you can smell that IPA citrus. Let's give it a sip, and while I give it a sip, you can give more of a listen to The Many Moods of Murray Wilson. I'm really surprised by the prominent tangerine taste in this IPA. I usually expect something a little bit more bitter, like a grapefruit. Tangerine is nice, not as bitter, smooth, and it's a pretty balanced beer. The Montauk Cold Day IPA coming in at 6.7%. Thanks to Banco Beverage in Allentown for providing us with this new craft beer to try. I hope I've given you enough warning not to listen to Murray Wilson. Once in your lifetime is enough. If you're interested in learning more about WLVR's Flight Club, you can visit us at wlvr.org/flightclub. Cheers.